Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, May 11th. Victoria's Secret is starting to look like one of those old things around the house that you can't seem to sell, and maybe you can't even give it away. In February, L Brands, Victoria's Secret's parent company, agreed to sell a majority of the lingerie brand to a private equity firm for just over $500 million. The deal with Sycamore Partners appeared to be a last-ditch effort to keep Victoria's Secret alive. Not only has the brand been perceived to be out of touch with today's body-positive customers, but it has also been buffeted by scandal. Notably, L Brand CEO Les Wexner had been associated with Jeffrey Epstein, the alleged sex trafficker who died in his prison cell last year. In addition, the New York Times published an expose about Victoria's Secret in February. The investigation turned up detailed sexual harassment and hostile workplace claims by employees and models, claims that L Brands didn't deny. Between the scandals and years of marketing missteps, it was as if the once glittering Victoria's Secret couldn't get out of its own way. Though still selling plenty of merchandise, the brand lost more than $600 million last year. As Victoria's Secret's star was falling, its sibling brand, Bath & Body Works, was soaring. But Victoria's Secret's problems were a drag on Bath & Body Works, and that damaged their parent company. L Brand's stock price fell more than half in the last 12 months, the Wall Street Journal reported. So the deal with Sycamore seemed like a solution to L Brand's difficulties. Sycamore would take Victoria's Secret private, but leave Bath & Body Works in the hands of L Brands. L Brands could then pour more resources into the soap and candle retailer, whose profits were bubbling along. CEO Les Wexner, who is 82 years old, planned to step down from his post when the deal closed. But last week, the deal fell apart. In late April, Sycamore Partners sued L Brands, saying that Victoria's Secret hadn't kept up its end of the bargain. Among other things, Sycamore criticized L Brands for closing virtually all of its 1,600 brick-and-mortar Victoria's Secret and Pink stores globally, failing to pay April rent, and furloughing most of its employees during coronavirus lockdowns. As a result, Sycamore said the private equity firm should be allowed to back out of the deal. Some analysts defended L Brands' actions, since closures were either prudent or mandated by state and local governments, Retail Dive's Daphne Howland reported. Others, however, said L Brands should have consulted more closely with Sycamore. L Brands fought back. They countersued, saying that Sycamore's suit appeared to be, quote, an apparent case of buyer's remorse, according to Howland. They remarked, too, on the irony that other retailers already owned by Sycamore also closed their doors. Finally, L Brands accused Sycamore of simply trying to negotiate a lower purchase price for Victoria's Secret. L Brands appeared to be ready for a fight. But last Monday, the two companies said the deal was off. L Brands said it didn't want to spend time and money in court trying to force a partnership. Sycamore walked away unscathed, which leaves L Brands in a precarious position. Some analysts are speculating that the company will put Victoria's Secret up for sale. But this time, the whole thing, not just a majority stake. But at least one analyst believes the parent company could keep Victoria's Secret and turn it around. How? By closing some stores and overhauling the brand's image to better compete with upstarts like Third Love and American Eagle's Aerie. Should that somewhat unlikely scenario play out, the brand's value could climb again. Why don't we know which scenario is more likely? Well, because the company itself probably doesn't yet, according to The Motley Fool. In the global war on the coronavirus, we've learned that though the virus itself is deadly, people already weakened by earlier illnesses are the most vulnerable. The fate of Victoria's Secret may offer further evidence of just how much this applies to businesses, too, as retailers everywhere struggle to survive. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. How's the volatile economy affecting you? What business are you in? Tell us about it. Shoot us an email at bwd@wondery.com. That's bwd@wondery.com. I'm David Brown, and I'll see you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.